there's no question the so-called gig economy has been a boon for consumers. Uber drivers provide a cheaper alternative to taxis. In the big cities, Deliveroo, Foodora, bicycle couriers deliver restaurant meals to your home for almost nothing. But not all workers in these app-based sunrise industries are happy. Damien Carrick from the Law Report joins us, and Damien's been looking at a number of employment law disputes that could potentially derail some of the digital disruptors. Damien, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
So the rising number of employment law disputes around digital disruptors, have there been a lot of them, and which businesses hardest hit?
Well, there've been quite a few around Uber, and there's one in the winds involving this new, sort of industry of the moment, which are those meal delivery courier riders, Deliveroo and Foodora. And you may have seen Deliveroo, the riders are in the big blue-green outfits with the big blue-green boxes on the back. And Deliveroo, and Foodora, they're the ones with the bright pink outfits. Now, like Uber drivers, these couriers are classed as independent contractors, not employees. Mm. And look, no doubt a lot of the young people who do this work love the flexibility, love being outdoors, and are very happy with these arrangements, but some of them aren't.
And they're going to challenge this, I presume. I mean, plaintiff lawyers say they plan to run a test case in the new year on behalf of these disgruntled workers. Essentially, what is the argument? Is it about whether you're a contractor or an employee?
That's exactly right. So the lawyers argue that if you're an independent contractor, the definition is that you're running your own business. But they say if you look at the nature of the work, in fact, it's much more akin to employment. So, for instance, these couriers have to wear uniforms. They have to sign on for set shifts. They're not just signing up for a particular delivery. They can't pick and choose jobs. Once they're on a shift, they have to take what's offered. And they're not negotiating around price. So if you look at all these attributes of the workplace, they say this definitely falls into employment, not into independent contracting.
Is that exactly the finding in a British court recently?
Well, there was a very interesting finding in an employment tribunal in London involving two Uber drivers. And Uber argued that, hey, look, we're a technology company, we're not a transport business, and look, all we're doing is connecting people.
Okay.
But the judge in London said, no way, look, it's no 30,000 small businesses linked by a common platform. That's ridiculous. In fact, there's a business operating here. And at least for these two workers, two people, not all 30,000 of them, but at least for these two, they were classed as employees.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of issues around these new digital disruptors. Damien, I'm sure you've got more examples of it. Thank you very much for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about some of the legal issues, which goes beyond just what he was speaking about there, on the Law Report this afternoon with Damien at 5:30 right here on RN.